starting lineups being announced. Take you through them. First four, the home Pinconning Spartans. They'll start number 4, DJ Labine. Number 11, Tyler Floyd. Number 20, Brady Lupke. Number 22, Riley Hill. And number 32, Nathan Lowers. The Owls will start number 1, Michael Geffrey. Number 11, Blake Malik. Number 23, Michael Ronan. Number 24, Cameron Fabian. And number 33, Trevor Miller. So a little bit of a different look. Instead of Mike Miles, the sophomore guard starting, they're going to start number 24, Cameron Fabian.
Yeah, a little bit of a different look coming out of the opening tip here. So we'll see how that plays out. Maybe just trying a little something different here. They haven't had a lot of time to practice like we talked about. So we'll see how that shakes out. So definitely gives them a little bit of firepower off the bench as well.
Think they're looking for, also it gives them a little bit better defensive lineup to start right away. Fabian, a good big body to be able to, kind of work himself down low at the bottom of that zone. Miller and Lowers ready to tip this one off. Oscoda in the road blues. Pinconning, white jersey with the green trim. Tip to Fabian. Fabian, left side, Geffrey. Geffrey, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Lowers. Lupke will bring it up here for the Pinconning Spartans. And it is man-to-man defense to start here, or at least extended zone. Left side, that is Floyd. Dump inside, and ball is fumbled around. And Lowers kicks it out. Labine for 3. Knock it down. And DJ Labine gets the scoring started. 3-0 Pinconning.
Good ball movement right there. They got the ball down low. Fumbled with a little bit, but got it back out. Looks like the Spartans are going to come out and man as well.
Right side, Rona. Rona drives right into the lane. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Floyd. And Tyler Floyd will bring it up. Hand it off to number 20, Brady Lupke. Right side. Threw it away from DJ Labine. And it was not touched by Rona. Labine doing a good job, trying to earn that call.
Give it a shot, working a little bit. They looked like it might have been tipped, but we're going to go turn the ball over to Oscoda.
Nothing wrong with asking.
Oh, absolutely not. Got to get them when you can.
Might earn them one later. 3-0 Pinconning, 7:05 to play in our first quarter. Malik will bring it up. Extended man coverage here by Pinconning. Left side, Geffrey. He'll dribble it up top, drive into the lane. He'll get stopped. Tries to go up and under. Nothing there. Outside to Malik. Malik stuck with the top of the key and finds Geffrey, who will slow it down and bring it back out. Dribbles out to the volleyball line. Gets a screen by Miller. Goes left side, Malik, who dribbles it up top. Miller's still there, ready to set the screen. Dribbles to the right side. Hand off Geffrey. Wanted the deep three. Now drives inside. Left-handed layup. Slipped out of his hands, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2.
A little bit of a bailout right there. He made a nice cut to the basket and got by him defensively, but he was kind of off balance a little bit. I don't think that shot would have went down, but give him credit for being aggressive. Tyler Floyd going to pick up the foul there, and we'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Geffrey takes one dribble, puts it up, and it gets it to go. High school basketball in WKJC. Brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda. Second free throw good as well. And Pinconning leads now 3-2.
Oscoda going to come out with a little bit of a press here.
Labine has him on the corner, and then gets it left side to Lupke. Lupke going to get a screen by Hill and pull up the 3. Knock it down. Lupke comes off the screen.
Really nice job of coming off the screen and squaring the shoulders. Got good rotation on the ball. Excellent shot.
Makes it 6-2. Left side, Geffrey. He'll launch the 3. Too strong. Rebound down to Miller. Miller fumbling with it and throws it away. Lupke with the steal. And this is going to be a foul on, I believe, Blake Malik for reaching in down the court. It's his first, team first. Labine will inbound from the left sideline right in front of us. Looking for movement, and we'll get it up to Lupke. Left side, Floyd. Floyd getting a screen by Hill. They'll dump it down to him. Fabian got a hand on it and forces the knockaway right off of Rona's face, using the whole body.
He took that one off the noggin. It's I think he's a soccer player, if I don't if I recall correctly.
There you go. Here's whatever you got to. Knock that ball out of bounds. Inside, Lowers up over the top. No good. Rebound pulled down and won by Miller, and a foul coming on Hill.
Miller being, Miller being aggressive down low. He had a really nice rebound on this end here, on the offensive end, and just did a really nice job here of boxing out and able to pick up the foul.
We had talked about it all season. He's not at a lack of athletic ability. So it's good to see him. You're using that now as Geoffrey dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Too short. Rebound comes out to Rona. Rona off to Geoffrey. Geoffrey inside, and he traveled. Didn't quite know what he was going to do. Got caught up in the air, and that's another turnover for the Owls. They trail 6-2. 5:26 to play here in our first quarter.
Third turnover already by the Owls here early on.
Spartans break the press. Lowers with it. Dump inside to Hill. Hill to the corner, Labine. Labine cross-court pass to Lupke, and up top, and back to Lupke on the left side. Lowers calling for the basketball. Instead, he gets denied and screens, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Lowers for the illegal screen.
He kind of moved into him there. That's not a bad call. It's not one that you see very often. There wasn't a lot of contact, but he definitely threw the hip into him, so... You know, that's as long as that's consistent all night and they're going to call it, the players are just going to have to adapt.
That's the key part right there. All right, you set the tone for that call, and we'll see how it goes the rest of the game. Rona has it in that left corner. Now he dribbles into the middle, and he's going to turn it over. Got caught inside, but no, it made its way through to Cameron Fabian, so no turnover, and the Owls still have the basketball. Pincana getting a good doing a good job of getting a hand on every pass, it seems. Geoffrey into the lane and lays it in.
That was a travel back in your day, my friend. That's a Euro step and a half right there.
Give him a gather step. Makes it 6-4 inside to Hill. Hill kick outside. Labine for three. No good. It's short. Rebound tipped and won by Pinconning. Out to Lupke for three. Line drive shot. No good. Rebound won by Michael Geoffrey. Geoffrey up court to Rona, who got ahead of everybody, who lays it up. No good. Miller with the rebound and scores. We're tied at 6, 4 minutes to play in our first quarter. Lupke brings it up, drives through the zone. Down inside, Lowers, right hand, rolls off the rim. Tip up, no good by Hill, and rebound by Fabian. And we have a stoppage, and Hill and Malik collided, and so they're going to have a stoppage, and they're going to pull Malik off the floor. And get some coaching with it as well.
Oscoda doing a nice job on the press of being disruptive. You know, Pinconning, like we've talked about a lot of times throughout the year, Pinconning able to break it, but it's really getting them a little bit discombobulated here on the offensive end.
Miles checks in for Malik. Tied at 6, just over halfway through our first quarter. Geoffrey step back outside to Miles, back to Geoffrey right wing. He drives on Labine, right inside, little right-hand floater, no good. Rebound pulled down Fabian, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Lowers.
Early observation here. I'm noticing Geoffrey looks like he just does not have his legs under him. He's taken three shots, I think, that he would have made on most nights, but he's just not getting the extension on the shot. Here's another three from the corner, though, and again, that one's going to be short by Geoffrey.
And a foul inside on the Owls. Think that's going to be on
it's like
Fabian.
Lowers, I believe.
Yeah.
Don't check that. Oh, I'm sorry. Fabian. Went the other way. Fabian, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Other way, yep. That's his first. Tied at 6. Into that press now go the Owls. Lupke has it left side. And, they had the trap opportunity, and then they threw it away. Miller gets the steal and rightfully takes his time getting it to Geoffrey. Geoffrey dribbles it up the court. He's got 4 points, but like you mentioned, he doesn't quite look like himself right now. Outside to Miles on that right side. He'll dribble across. Rona will cut across him and drive inside. Little mid-range jumper blocked by Lowers and rebounded by Labine. Resler has it up top for the Pinconning Spartans. He drives in and tries to kick it out to Lupke and knocked out of bounds off Michael Geoffrey. 2:47 to play, first quarter, tied at 6.
Neither team really able to get into much of an offensive flow early on here.
Lupke right side. That is Resler. Corner three, too strong, and rebounded by Rona. Long shot, long rebound, and Pinconning got pinned underneath. Geoffrey will have it up top. Screen coming by Miller. Miller actually going to dump it into Apsidis. Reverse layup, no good. Man, Apsidis had time there to stop and set his feet.
Yeah,
and go
he
up.
Really did. That was a really nice look by Miller down low, too. He got the ball at the top free throw line extended, turned around and looked underneath. Really nice cut, everything but the bucket.
Yeah, you can tell the play was ran correctly as Labine and Lupke break the press. Inside to Hill, Geoffrey a hand on it, stolen by Apsidis. Another turnover for the Spartans as the press continues to cause problems. Geoffrey with a head of steam into the lane, and Labine didn't move his feet, and a foul coming on him. And that'll be the fifth team foul.
Nice stop and start move right there. He kind of slowed, lulled him to sleep just a little bit and beat him to the corner, picked up the foul. Is that their fourth team foul
fourth
already?
Fourth team foul. Rona will inbound to Geoffrey up top. He'll swing into the corner to Rona. Trevor Miller wasn't really paying attention. And they turn it over. Here come the Pinconning Spartans. Lupke has it up top. He dribbles to the right side to set up a play. Lowers will set the screen. Lupke goes to Labine, guarded by Rona. Labine into the lane, over Apsidis. No good. Rebound comes down to the ground. Labine's going to win it. And Pinconning with another opportunity. Left side, Resler. He'll pump fake the three. Drive inside, going baseline. And tries to get inside to Lowers. Can't get it there. Geoffrey coming the other way. He goes right to the rim. Goes up and can't finish. Rebound pulled down by number 33. That's Lalonde. And up to Resler, right side. Wide open for three. Knock it down. Cole Resler makes it 9-6 Pinconning.
Nice extra pass right there for into the corner. Found the open guy. They're doing a nice job of moving the basketball. It's just they're not getting real good shots right now.
Miles right to the rim around Lowers. Had the mismatch and took advantage for the layup. Makes it 9-8 Pinconning. Back into that 2-2-1 press. Lupke taking his time. Gets it up the court. They have the trap. Lupke stuck. Throws it across and Labine able to get it. Resler in the corner, guarded by Geoffrey. He drives baseline, mid-range jumper, good. And Cole Resler are adding some oomph off the bench. He's got five. Spartans by three, 11-8.
Nice take right there. He gave a little bit of a pump fake, got him, got his feet moving, brought it down, and the mid-range jumper. Gotta like to see that.
Miles into the short corner, a jumper too strong. Rebound pulled down by Lalonde. Up court, Lowers ahead of everybody, a layup. 13-8, 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Geoffrey inside to Rona. Rona goes up on Resler, no good. Rebound, punched around, that'll end the quarter. At the end of the first, it's Pinconning 13 and Oscoda 8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Pinconning after one. This game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Homer, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, the Penny Pharmacy, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank.
Slow start for both teams offensively here, just a little bit dull. Now Pinconning goes down low, kicks it back out to the corner. They'll slow it down.
Well, Labine going to go inside to Lowers. Good move, but not able to finish it. And so it'll be a rebound to Geoffrey. He'll have it up top. Stuck with the dribble and hands off to Miles. Miles drives inside. Bounce pass Apsidis. Apsidis pump fake up and he'll go to the line and he'll shoot two.
Nice job right there by Miles getting into the lane. Drew the defender over, kicked it down low.
Fouls on Lowers, his second, team fifth. So he's going to have to be careful if he's going to stay in the contest. We'll see if they end up pulling him out. Apsidis' first free throw is good. That puts him in the scoring column.
Looks like Hill's going to check in, give Lowers a break here. That could be big. Lowers is the biggest guy on the floor and has done a nice job down low. So we'll see what Oscoda can do with the big fella out.
Apsidis misses the second, but rebound comes down to Miles. Miles up over the top and finishes, and so it is a 13-11 game. Pinconning with the lead. Resler with it to Lupke in the middle. Back to Resler in the corner. And they almost forced a turnover. Labine stuck in the corner inside to Hill. Back to Labine in the corner. He'll kick it inside and outside Resler. Resler, a little floater in the lane. Didn't get the good roll. Rebound comes out to Hill. Kick out Resler in the corner, and he's going to throw it away. Got caught underneath and Miles up the floor. Doesn't see numbers. Out to Malik, and the Owls will set up. Malik into the lane. Goes up left hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Hill and the Pinconning Spartans. Up court to Resler. Resler, a pump fake, goes up in the lane. Awkward shot, no good. He just tried to draw a foul instead of shooting it. Rebound down to Trevor Miller, and here come the Owls.
Five rebounds already for Miller. He's been a menace on the glass.
Malik, right corner, Miller. Miller now up top to Malik. 6:15 to play in our second quarter. Pinconning 13 and Oscoda 11. Miller has the ball at the free throw line. Kick out to Malik, and just not a lot going on. Malik looks back to the Oscoda coach, Coach Poland, for the play call. Gets a screen from Rona to get the switch. Now here comes Malik into the lane. Right-hand layup. We're tied at 13 as he's able to finish his first bucket of the game.
Nice take right there off from the screen. They made him switch, and he got the advantage, took it to the rack.
Lalonde trapped in the corner, but able to get out to Lupke. Lupke with the ball up top. He's going to get the screen. Lupke can keep it with it. Now he's going to reset up, go left side to Labine, and Labine says, get out of here. Inside, Lalonde working on Miller, up over the top. No good, and knocked out of bounds off Hill. 5:27 to play in our second quarter. Fabian will check in for Miller, give him a well-earned rest. We're tied at 13. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union. Everything they do for you. And your local Nicklin family-owned McDonald's restaurants. Malik will bring it up on the left side for the Oscoda Owls. Right side, Rona. Screen coming by Apsidis. He drives in lane, kick left side. Malik for three. Knock it down.
Nice job right there by Oscoda to get the movement that they needed and get a guy open in the corner. Pinconning playing pretty good man-to-man defense right now.
Left side, that's Resler. He'll try for the three and the tie. Knock it down. Resler having a good first half. He's got eight. Tied at 16. 4:40 to play in the first half. Malik coming ever closer to that 10-second violation, taking his time getting across the line. They're going to run that same action. This time Rona just goes up, misses. Apsidis rebound, and he finishes.
Nice follow by Apsidis, going in strong to the boards.
Resler gets it across the timeline and able to dribble to the middle. Rona causing problems, though. Right side, Labine. He'll try it three. Knock it down.
He knew that one was in as soon as he let it go.
Fifth three of the night by the Pinconning Spartans, and they lead 19-18. Right side, Rona against Resler. They're going to just keep running the same action. This time, Rona goes to the right. Out to Fabian for three. No good. Rebound, Labine. Up to Nishanka, and we're going to have a turnover by the Spartans, a travel by Nishanka, and so it'll go back to the Owls.
Seventh turnover already here for the Spartans, and it's been when they can keep it under control, they've been able to score most times down, but the turnovers are really getting to them. That press of Oscoda's has been working pretty well, keeping them out of their offense and causing problems on the offensive end.
Apsidis has it in the lane. He will be trapped, and it'll be a held ball. It'll stay with the Owls. Yeah, and when you have five threes, you don't have to make as many shots. I mean, the Owls only have one, and even though they've made more field goals, Pinconning still with the lead, getting 3 points on these possessions. They just launch it into the backcourt to Malik on the inbound underneath. Gets the play call from Coach Poland. Pinconning into his zone now.
Going to stay in the zone out of the inbounds underneath.
So the Owls change up their offense. Go left side to Miles. Cross court to Rona. Rona pump fake a three and drives inside. He'll kick out to Malik. Malik will drive through the lane. He'll launch it up through the contact and try to draw a foul. Way ahead is Resler. Rona chased him down, as is Miles. Miles got the block. Rebound Rona. Now foul on, I believe, Resler. That probably frustration.
That was a frustration foul, absolutely. He had what looked to be a good angle to the basket. Nice recovery right there by a pair of Oscoda players. And, yeah, that was just a little bit of a frustration reach-in.
Owls with the basketball. That is the sixth team foul on Pinconning. The Owls with only two and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Miles pump fake into the lane, has his shot blocked. Rebound inside, and we have on the line was number three, Nishatka, and so we'll stay with the Owls off the rebound. 2:36 to play. Spartans 19, Oscoda 18, and up court. Pinconning, a lot of ball pressure, and they knock it out of bounds. Almost got the steal. Rona will inbound from the side and go up top to Malik, and timeout Owls. We'll take one with them. It's Spartans by one on WKJC, your power station for sports. Spartans over the Owls. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, and Miles & Sons Insurance in Oscoda, Standish, and Pinconning. Owls will bring it up. Malik has it right across the timeline and has it poked away, and Malik fighting for it, able to pick it up. Go into Miles. Miles in the lane to Gepfrey. Gepfrey pump fake up through the contact and scores.
Could have got the and one right there. Really nice job, though, staying strong. And here's a steal at the other end. Oscoda, and they're going to lay it in. That's Miles with the steal.
That was an easy one. Gifted right to him for an easy layup. Owls by three, 22-19. Pace has picked up a little bit here for Pinconning. They like this game probably a lot better, and it was moving a little slower. And now good job by DJ Labine to slow it down. To Hill. Hill has it knocked away by Gepfrey, but Lalonde able to grab it. Gepfrey still causing a problem, but right side now. Goes to Nishatka and then up to Labine. Labine to Nishatka in the corner for three. No good. It was online. Rebound Resler, though, and a foul here on Epsidis, shoving him out of bounds.
Yeah, that's a good call right there. He had him pinned in the corner. He probably would have been all right, but he started giving him a little bit of a knee to the thigh and knocked him out of bounds. And I think that's going to be that's the first foul, I believe, on Epsidis.
Third team foul. That's John Langley checking into the game for Epsidis. Up to DJ Labine for three. No good. Rebound fought inside by Hill, but he's going to land and travel. That's a tough one. You get a rebound, but you just happen to be off balance, and you end up getting a turnover for it.
Yeah, it really is. Looked like maybe he caught somebody's side of somebody's foot right there a little bit and just couldn't hang on. Nice rebound.
Pinconning's pounding the offensive glass. You know, they've done a good job of getting second-chance opportunities off their threes. Gepfrey has it right side. It's Owls by three, 22-19. Hands off to Miles for three. Knock it down.
Really tough catch and shoot right there. He didn't really even square up.
Got all arm, and it's now Owls by six, largest lead of the game. And knocked away by Gepfrey, and he's going to knock it out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was out of bounds off Hill. And so it goes back to the Owls. 58 seconds remaining in the first half. They lead by six, 25-19. 7 points in the quarter for Michael Miles, the sophomore guard. Malik brings it up.
That press really giving him some problems here. That's the 10th turnover already in this first half.
Gepfrey into the lane, tries to shoot an off-balance shot, thought he got fouled, and it's a rebound for Pinconning. Labine will bring it across. Resler, right corner, Nishatka in the corner, and out to Resler. Lucky Resler was there. That's not who his intended receiver was. Resler gets a screen. Looks like he wants to get a shot off, but goes to Labine. Labine will shoot the three. No good. But a rebound inside by Pinconning, and then they couldn't get it out as Shark had his pass knocked away after the offensive rebound. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Malik into the lane. Inside Langley. No good. Rebound Fabian, and Fabian scores. And Owls by 8. That ends the first half. Our first half score, it's the Owls 27 and Pinconning 19 on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Owls have emerged from the halftime locker room and getting some shots up. Still waiting on Pinconning, about 90 seconds to go until we start it. It was a 19-6. Second quarter. That's the big difference here, as Pinconning knocked down two threes pretty early on in the second quarter and were held scoreless the rest of the way. Our leading scorers in the game, Mike Miles for the Owls has 9, and Cole Resler for Pinconning with 8. But, you know, you and I talked about it right as we got to halftime, Jeff, that Pinconning just, they have two buckets that aren't threes. They are really struggling to get the ball inside.
Yeah, and they really got hurt early on, too, when Lowers picked up his second foul and had to go to the bench. They really never got much going offensively, particularly down low. And honestly, the Oscoda press, they haven't gotten anything in the backcourt as far as steals, but they're getting the ball up to the half court line. They're using that half court as kind of a third defender, and it's almost a half court trap at that point, and it's really been successful for the Oscoda Owls coming out. And you know, Pinconning's going to have to find out and figure out a way to break that press and get into an offense, or Oscoda's just going to run this game out on them, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, you know, they don't do a whole lot of pressing in the front court. They wait until you get across half court, and that's when they're really going to start pushing at you. They're not too worried, like a lot of these really up 2-2-1 three-quarter court presses. They're really not too worried about that. They're just going to try and make it kind of difficult, and once you cross, that's when they're pouncing. As now the Pinconning Spartans start with the basketball, trailing by 8 after a big run by the Owls ended the first half. They go right side. That is Tyler Floyd. And up top to Lupke. Lupke swings left side. DJ Labine. Labine going to throw it away to Geoffrey. Geoffrey got a hand in the lane. Goes up. Right-handed layup. Owls by 10. Well, not what you're looking for right out of the halftime locker room.
No, that's a tough break right there. They really needed to come out and be aggressive to the basket. And there they dumped it inside. And again, they're going to pick up a foul on Geoffrey. But again, that's there they broke the press. They got it to the side, which I'm sure they probably talked about at the halftime break. They got it to the side. They got it in down into the paint and picked up a foul.
Pinconning inbounds underneath. That's Hill right inside. Lowers can't hit it. Too strong. And a foul underneath on Miller.
Yeah, Lowers just couldn't quite grab that. It was a beautiful pass and a nice cut to the basket, and then just couldn't quite get it up there. He started fumbling with it a little bit, but they'll keep control. Two early fouls here in the first 40 seconds.
That could mean something. It's just the first on Miller. Labine, right corner for 3. Fadeaway, a little short. Rebound to Miller, who's been very, very good on the glass today. Geoffrey, right side. No one stops him. He dribbles in the short corner where he goes and is stopped by Labine. Kick out by Malik. Malik to Rona. Rona dribbling in to Geoffrey. Geoffrey working on Labine in that short corner. And kick out Malik. Malik goes to the free throw line, shoots a jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Floyd. Up court, they tried to push it. And Trevor Miller gets the steal, and Lowers hurt himself on that, trying to come back to it. Malik goes up and can't finish. Rebound inside to Tyler Floyd again. Lupke dribbles right side for the Spartans. Up top to Floyd, and right back into the corner. Three-point jumper, no good. Hard rebound comes down to Trevor Miller. Owls by 10, 29-19. Geoffrey into the lane. Hand off to Rona, who brings it back out. Man-to-man defense here by the Spartans. Coach Poland directing traffic. Fabian will come set a screen for Rona. Rona into the lane, losing the basketball, and a foul going to be called on the drive here.
Wow, bailed him out for sure there. He had it caught on his hip. I thought they could have gotten one up at the top of the key, to be honest with you, on that screen. He was moving quite a little bit there and threw a little bit of a hip into him, but Oscoda might have got a little fortunate right there.
That's Hill's second foul, team's first. Corner is Geoffrey. He's trapped there in the corner and is going to just throw it off the Pinconning Spartan. But a timeout here by the Owls. We'll keep it right here. It's Owls by 10 points. They've scored the only 2 points here in this quarter. And I like what I've seen, though. Twice now, Pinconning has tried to get it down low. Now, one threw it short, and then hopefully Lowers is all right. He rolled his ankle as he just kind of went to the ground on his own there, trying to change direction. But a couple of turnovers already early on for Pinconning, but they are trying to get it down low.
Well, and the other thing, too, is when they get the ball past half court, they've got to get the ball down into that deep corner, because when they're getting to the short corner and they're getting trapped, they're using the half court line and they're trying to dump it in. So the first possession, you could tell they did it out of, they had talked about it obviously at the break. They got the ball down into that corner and then were able to get them down at the block and got a good shot off. They just didn't make it. So definitely made some halftime adjustments. We'll see if they can pay off here later on in the second half.
Ronald inbound, and he'll go to Geoffrey. Guarded by Labine. Labine really guarding him all the way out there. And Labine's going to get the steal. He's going to move up the left sideline into Lupke. Right-hand layup is good. Got
and
it
one.
With the foul.
Lupke for two. With the foul.
I think the two officials are talking it over and what they see. And, yep, they both agree that it's and one. And that foul is going to go on Malik, his second foul.
Really nice play by Labine right there. Great hustle after the basket, after he made the steal. Got it down inside across the court to Lupke, and Lupke's going to get a chance for a three-point play, and they could cut it to seven here.
Free throw is good. And so like Jeff said, they do cut it to seven, 29-22. And Blake Malik will bring it across the line for the Owls. Goes to Geoffrey. Geoffrey getting a screen by Miller. Drive inside, right at the bucket, and got caught, but a foul on Fabian underneath. A foul on Geoffrey underneath on the Fabian rebound. His second, team fourth already, and we haven't even played two. We've played just about 2.5 minutes here, the third quarter.
Oscoda, it looks like they're going to extend the press just a little bit. They're going to provide at least a little token pressure.
Lupke, they break the press very well. Lupke goes right into it, and looks like that's man-to-man defense out of the press. That's rare that you see that out of a press. Lupke trips over Fabian, but able to keep his dribble. They go into the corner. Now to Labine, into the lane, over Miller, no good. Rebound Lowers, and Lowers will finish.
Nice rebound by Lowers right there, and he could have gotten one on Geoffrey as well. Geoffrey got really fortunate he didn't pick up his third foul.
That was just a size advantage there. I mean, Lowers just moved Geoffrey right on out of there. 29-24, Oscoda with the lead. Rona into the lane. Hand off to Fabian, who couldn't handle it.
Tried to put it on the floor. He should have went straight up with it. Labine to the bucket. Nice pass underneath Lowers. And no.
Just an awkward shot by Lowers. Didn't go up strong. And here comes to Rona. Rona is going to pick up a blocking foul on number 44. That's Blashinsky. His first, team second. Apsidis will check in. Fabian checks out. 4:34 to play in our third quarter. It's Oscoda 29, Pinconning 24. Rona just will go deep to the backcourt.
You know, that's another issue right there. They're getting the ball in, they're getting the ball inbounds, but then they've got to try to run offense. I'd like to see them try and do something out of the inbounds.
Up top, Malik. Malik works into the lane. Outside, Rona. Rona for three. No good. Rebound, Apsidis.
Strong rebound.
Out to Geoffrey. He's open for three. No good. Rebound, Rona, and a foul on Lowers. That'll be his third.
Lowers has got to get. He had position there. He just didn't use his body. He tried to go up after it. And on a long rebound like that, if you don't box out and push him away from the bucket, that's going to happen to you every time. And now Lauer's going to have to check out of the game with those three fouls. And we saw what happened in the first half. That's really where Oscoda went on that big run, just because they didn't have anything on the inside.
Floyd checks in for him, and Parks checks in as well. Epsidis gets the ball off the inbound, goes up, no good. Miller with the rebound through the bodies, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Pinconning, number 22. Hill gets it, and Labine now up to Hill, out in front of Hill. He couldn't save it, and it'll be a turnover back to the Owls.
Quick observation there underneath the bucket. You saw it already when, as soon as Lowers went out, they had three consecutive rebounds. And on the inbound, rather than throw it to the deep backcourt, they went into the paint and got a pretty decent shot. Couldn't knock it down, but you can see that that's starting to play into the game already here on the first possession after Lowers got out.
He's such a presence down there. It has been in this game that the Owls have avoided it. And now able to space it out a little bit inside to Miller at the free throw line. He's stuck and will hand it off Rona. Rona into the lane. Rona will be fouled and he'll go to the line to shoot two. No, they're going to stay on the floor. Just like that, Pinconning is their fifth team foul. Yet again, I'm wrong on that. They moved those fouls on there quickly. It is only the fourth team foul. They moved that up there quick. And so it'll be the first foul on number 12, Parks. Rona looking inbound. Goes to the corner. Gepfrey, who goes up top to Malik. Cross court, that's Rona. And they'll swing it around the 2-3 zone that Pinconning features. Inside, Epsidis tries to go down low to Miller. Wasn't there. Kind of telegraphed it. Stolen by Labine. And here come the Spartans. Driving inside. Kick out Labine. Labine getting a screen. Tries to shoot the three and instead then just tried to hand it off and turn it over. And a steal here by Pinconning. And it's going to be knocked away. And that should go to the Spartans. And it does. Miles will check in. Malik will check out. Malik again limping off the court. He continues to get beat up in this game. Timeout Pinconning will take one with them. It's Owls by 5, 29-24 in the third quarter on WKJC, Pure Power Station for sports. Owls by 5, 29-24. This game brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Chiropractic Center, Hungry Howie's Pizza in Oscoda and East Tallis, My Michigan Health, and Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda. Labine with the basketball up top. 3 minutes to play in our third quarter. Labine trying to drive inside, hands it off. And outside, a pump fake three, no good. And Gepfrey got the steal. He's alone at the rim, and he'll lay it in.
Nice hands on the defensive end right there, led to a nice run out and an easy bucket for the Owls. Back into that press.
31-24. Gepfrey pokes it away again. And another steal here. Miller's going to come away with it. And here come the Owls. Gepfrey jogs it across. 2:20 to play here in the third. Miller free throw line. Up top to Rona. Coach Bullitt tells Rona that he ran the play wrong. He looks at him and says, I know. And sets up a different one.
Pinconning still in that man-to-man.
In the corner is Gepfrey. Works inside, pull up midi, wide open, no good. Miller reaches over the top to get the rebound to Miles. Rona into the lane, inside to Miller, and a foul coming underneath. Riley Hill's going to pick up the foul. That's a fifth team foul.
That's the eighth rebound already for Miller. I'll tell you what, he got lucky right there. He came right over his back. But again, if you don't get big down low and box the guy out, it's tough for an official to call that. I don't blame him.
Gepfrey opening the corner off the inbound, no good, and a foul underneath again. Foul on number 11, under 12 underneath, excuse me. That is Parks. Sixth team foul, so the Owls will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Pinconning coach not happy with that call.
Well, that's a really tough call. He finally did exactly what I said he needed to do, and he picked up the foul anyway.
Gepfrey in the corner. inside to Miller, outside Rona, pump fake, gets inside a little bit, and then sees nothing there and goes to the free throw line, Apsidis, and outside Miles, left side Geoffrey, nothing there. He's going to go back up top. Miles is open for three. Knock it down, and Mike Miles continues his hot game. He's got 12, and it's Owls by 10, 34-24.
Comes that half-court trap again. It looks like they're going to get it. Oh, he double-dribbled.
And it's going to be turned over, and a foul coming here again on the Pinconning Spartans. Or no, they're going to give it to the Owls. It's going to go on Geoffrey. That'll be his third, team fifth. He got a little too physical there on the sideline going for the basketball.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we talk about consistency in the officiating, and again, I'm not ripping on the officials because I truly just won't do that, but what you want is consistency, and in the first half, that wouldn't have been called. So, you know, it's a little bit difficult. It's hard on the kids, and that's what's creating some of this frustration with the coaches.
That's a coach earning a foul right there. That's what that is. After the maybe kind of iffy one, he makes sure he got him one. Ressler for three from the corner, no good. Rebound to Rona, 45 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Not near as confident right now. Ressler was knocking those down in the first half.
No, he kind of hesitated. He was wide open from the get-go and took his time. 35 seconds, Malik dribbling around with it up top. Goes free throw line, Apsidis inside Miller. Miller at the rim and goes in.
Really nice pass and a great cut to the bucket by Miller. Miller's having a really nice game tonight.
Lupke now has it left side. Owls by 12, 36-24. Lupke goes up top to Labine, who's had a quiet second half. They need him to get going. Right side, Ressler. He'll drive inside, throws it off a foot, and it's going to be stolen by Apsidis. 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Here comes the Owls. Left side, Miles. Miles steps into a three. Short, Miller got the rebound and scores at the end of the quarter. At the end of three, it's Oscoda 38, Pinconning 24 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, Helena Agra Enterprises of Standish, the Alcona Health Center, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. 10-5 that quarter in favor of the Owls, and in the last two quarters combined, Pinconning only with 11 points, and they just need to get something going on offense.
Yeah, they really do. They're struggling right now a lot. I see they've got Lowers back in the game. He's going to have to do something, down low to help them out offensively, and, you know, you mentioned it. Labine just has not been able to get going here in the second half.
Labine on that left side with the basketball. They just continue to send double teams at him. They dump it inside to Hill. Geoffrey gets a hand on it, gets the steal. Miles to the rim. No one's back there. And that right there, not exactly great effort by Pinconning getting back.
No, they really just let him go there. I don't know that they would have caught him anyway, but another turnover. They turned it over. And here comes Oscoda the other way. And looks like they're going to pick up a foul going to the rack there. That's going to be on Ressler. But, again, they threw the ball into that corner. So I should say in this particular instance, they dribbled the ball into that half-court corner there, and they got to quit doing that. It's going to be the same result every time.
Yeah, they are continuing. You know, you and I saw this earlier in the year in a different game where we saw someone keep dribbling to the same spot, and we kept looking at each other going, you have to stop doing that. And it's the same thing. They continue to make the same mistake as Rona took a hard spill. And I think the official, it's almost like a baseball umpire cleaning the plate here. They're acting like there's something on the ground. I think they're giving Rona a minute here.
Yeah, it looks like it. He went down hard. They got tangled up. And, you know, it wasn't intentional or anything. But
No.
You know, it was, and you look up at the scoreboard now, you know, Spartans 7 fouls. So you talked about it. They're going to play the entire fourth quarter shooting free throws. And it's 7:30 left. All of a sudden, you look up, and it's opportunity here to go up by 18, and they're going to. So 42-24 here, 7.5 left.
Rona's going to get a break, and Burroughs will check in. We'll see the first of Damon Burroughs today. An 18-point lead now for the Owls, 42-24. They're not doing anything spectacular in offense. It's just a situation where Pinconning's offense has been so anemic that Oscoda continues to pull away. Lowers has it right corner, tries to dump inside. Epsidis read it, steals it, and that's another turnover for Pinconning.
Yeah, quite frankly, I've lost track of turnovers. Normally I try and keep them, but it's just been...
Yeah, it probably could have been an offensive foul.
Absolutely.
On Geoffrey, right?
Geoffrey better be careful here. He's going to get himself one.
Geoffrey on that right side working against Labine. Inside, handoff, Epsidis. Epsidis at the rim and finishes. Good body control by Brandon Epsidis.
Really nice finish, and we got a 20-point lead here for the Owls.
Press continues to stay on, and Labine... throw is low. Epsidis ripping it away, and this is going to be a jump ball and basketball to the Owls.
A little bit of extracurricular activity after that as well. I couldn't really see what was going on, but a lot of bodies on the floor and a lot of pointing going on, and officials are talking to the players, doing a nice job getting them separated.
Now they get the call. Yep, they had to kind of work everything out. The Pinconning coach wanted a foul. I don't know if anything, that foul would have been on Labine, who dove on to Epsidis, but...
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell from here really what was going on, but it was it's going to get turned over here to Oscoda with a 20-point lead and a chance to really put this game away here.
Geoffrey with the basketball at the top, working on Labine, who's been just working hard underneath, and a foul here underneath. And I think this is going to go on Pinconning.
Wow.
Foul on Reznor, and that'll send Miles to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Home crowd is not going to like that call, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not sure that I agree either. That's a...
Honestly, I had no eyes on it to be able to even have an opinion. Miles knocks down the first free throw. This game brought to you in part by Compassionate Care, Home Health Services of West Branch, Bach Electric of Rhodes, and the committee to elect Mike Hoadley of All Gray as the 99th District State Representative. Miles makes the next free throw. It's a 22-point lead, and Coach Poland's calling off the press.
Still going to stay man, though. I like to see that.
Labine pull up three, no good. Rebound comes off of Lowers, and it will be fought for and tipped away off of Miller, and so it'll stay with Pinconning. 22-point lead here for the Owls, 46-24. Lowers has it left corner. They go up top. That's Nishantka. Now Reznor back to left, wide open Labine, and way too long in an air ball. And up top, back to Reznor. Offensive rebound was by Hill. Now they go to Nishantka in the corner. And back up top to DJ Labine, guarded by Geoffrey. Good pass inside to Hill, who tries to go to Lowers.
He's got to go up with that. Yeah, he had the lane to the basket, and he tried the extra pass. You know, give him credit here. But now you've got Geoffrey jawing with Labine. Geoffrey's clapping in his face here. I tell you, he better be careful or he's going to get teed up.
It's a 22-point game, and, yeah, this doesn't need to get into anything. Labine to the lane. No good. Rebound fought for and won by Trevor Miller. Yeah, this could be a fun matchup, I'll tell you that. Timeout Oscoda, and I think that might be more for Michael Geoffrey than anything else here. To make sure that he stays calm and that Coach Poland is able to kind of make sure that everybody is relaxed in what needs to happen here. You know, our score after the first quarter was 13-8. You know, so you do some math the rest of the way there. Since then, you're talking it's 38-11.
Yeah. And, you know, 24 points. I'll be honest with you, I didn't see this coming. When you look, down the games that Pinconning has had, they've had some offensive games where they've had good output, but just haven't been able to do anything today. And it's been that press has really turned into what you had talked about, points for Oscoda. You know, a lot of times they hadn't been getting points off from it. They haven't really had to run a ton of offense tonight to score their points. And, you know, and when they have, you know, they've hit a few shots, but they haven't been overly, you know, this hasn't been a great performance by Oscoda, to tell you the truth. They've scored a lot on those turnovers, and they've gotten the easy buckets. But, you know, they're really going to need to figure some things out on the offensive end if they're going to make a run, I believe, into the districts.
Before they get started, let's pause for station identification on WKJC.
Broadcasting from the shores of Thomas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
I think he's talking to him, trying to get him to calm down. If that's what he's doing, it's probably a good time to do it because it's...
Yeah, both teams are meeting at center court. And one of the officials is talking. I think, you know, things have gotten chippy. And I think he's just saying, knock it off. Yeah. One, you know, I'm sure he didn't say this, but it's a 22-point game.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, you've got a lot of, you know, now there's some smiles and you know, going around. They've got a few of the players out that were kind of jawing back and forth. So, you know, a nice job by the coaches here. But, you know, yeah, you just don't need to see that. You really
Mike
don't.
Miles, a three, no good. Rebound by Epsidis. And, in fact, DJ Labine not on the floor. So, Pinconning deciding to maybe just kind of take that temptation right away.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said, I mean, I it's hard for us to tell up here who's causing what, but just a lot of that shenanigans that was going on is completely unnecessary, and yeah, I don't like to see that.
Gepfrey gets a screen, goes against it, runs right into the lane for an easy bucket, and here in the fourth quarter, it is now 10-0. 48-24, the Owls have doubled up, Pinconning. Inside to Lowers, now to Lupke, left corner, Nashotka for three, no good. Didn't follow his
follow
shot.
Follow your shot, big fella. Come on.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt.
I know.
You can
I
hold
know.
Up a big flag that says follow your shot. Burroughs picks up the rebound.
Oh.
That would have bounced right back to him instead.
Nope.
It's the Owls with the basketball. Gepfrey into the lane, left wing, Miles for three, no good. And he follows a shot and got the rebound. And now Gepfrey has it underneath, and timeout, Skoda. And while they take that quick timeout, we'll let you know this game brought to you in part by Ron Beeson's Corner Store of Pinconning, Dick's Super Service of Pinconning, CJ's Sports Grill of Pinconning, and the Alpena News.
Well, this game kind of got away from them a little bit, you know. Pinconning played pretty well in the first half, you know, or at least the first part of the second quarter and the first quarter, but just kind of got away from them offensively. They just haven't been able to do anything. I mean, 24 points here with, you know, with just about four and a half minutes left. You're not going to win many basketball games scoring, you know, what they're on pace to maybe score 30, 35 points. So, you know, credit Oskota, certainly, their defense, but Oskota needs to find, Pinconning needs to find a little bit of offense.
One thing that, you know, I can say here is that, you know, the way that games are officiated are going to affect things. Now, I'm not saying the officials are right or wrong in this situation, but they have let a lot of stuff go. They're not calling a ton of fouls. And when you let Oskota's defense get your hands on someone and get their bodies into someone, this is the result you're going to get because they love to play a physical defense.
Yeah, they do. And hey, give them credit for being able to do that, you know, and you could see some of the frustration kind of starting to boil over because they're letting some things go. And when that happens, you know, it becomes difficult, and it really does. So, you know, hopefully everybody in these last 4 minutes can cooler heads can prevail. And again, it hasn't been bad. It's just a little bit chippy. So, hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and we'll finish this one out.
Yeah, hopefully they're stopping it before it even really gets started. As out to Fabian. Fabian will kick it outside after Rona drove in. Miles left corner. They have now pulled Gepfrey from the game as well. Rona now to Epsidis, taken away by Resler. Resler will bring it up. Pinconning 5 points in the second half, and we have less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Up top, Nashotka. Left side, that's to Hill. Into the corner, Resler for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Malik, and Malik on the run. Right into the lane, he'll go up, he'll be fouled, and he'll shoot two.
Nice job there by Pinconning to kind of lay off. That's one of those that you kind of get a little squeamish there that something mm-hmm. could happen as he goes up. But you know, they laid off there and let him go to the basket. He wasn't gonna make that shot with going up against the trees. But he'll draw the foul.
Malik's first free throw misses. 48-24, 3:29 to play. Malik gets the second free throw, and that one is good. I'll make it 49-24.
some fresh faces in here for both teams, especially Pinconning. As you kind of look down the bench, you see some of their starters on the bench and a few of their reserves. And let's count it. Resler, you know, he had a great first few minutes. He's just going to add three more to his point total. He's got 11 now.
And that finally put some points on the board here in the fourth quarter for Pinconning. Resler's shot that one confidently. It's good to see him launching one confidently like he had been in the first half. Makes it 49-27. Malik handoff to Rona. Rona into the lane, but nothing there. Kick out Miles, wide open in that corner for three, and no good. Rebound comes down to Hill, who goes left side. Lupke will bring it up the court. Lupke works off a screen from Hill, working on Malik now, and will go right side to Resler. Screened by Lowers. Resler wanted to pull up three, but good defense by Miles, and now left side Lupke. Lupke step back three over Malik, air ball short. Good defense by the freshman, and they're actually going to say it was blocked by Malik, and so it'll stay here with Pinconning. .220 to play. Langley and Burrows check in. Apsidis and Miles check out.
Nice game by Miles tonight. Where'd he end up?
Miles wrapped up with 16.
Okay.
The shotgun in that short corner. Inside, good pass to Hill, but too strong.
Backboard, son. Backboard.
Flowers will pick up a cheap foul here, so Burrows will go to the line to shoot two.
10th team foul here. Well, 10th plus, I guess, right? Again, fundamentals right there. He was just inside the block and had an easy one off the window and tried to lay it up and just couldn't get it to go. And the result of that was a foul. Oscoda going to go back to the line here with 2:13 left, 22-point lead.
Burrows' first free throw is good. And Damon Burrows, one of the guys pretty deep on the bench.
Good to see him in there getting some playing time and looking confident. Confident stroke from the line, man. That was nothing but nylon.
Burrows, a star during the fall on the football team. Misses the second one and a foul here on Langley. That'll be the sixth team foul. 2:11 to play. Oscoda 50, Pinconning 27. One that kind of got away from the Spartans today.
Yeah, I really expected a much closer game than this. I really did. But we talked about who would come out flat. And, you know, both teams, you know, played okay in the first quarter, but I believe it was, 6-6 or something crazy there for a lot of that first quarter. So neither team really came out, but Oscoda just picked it up, and Pinconning's just never been able to find an offensive rhythm.
Brazzo into the lane and a travel. Travel, offensive foul.
Got himself into trouble.
Something there, yeah.
Got himself into trouble along the baseline and, dribbled it out of bounds. Nice job of getting his feet over and setting it up there by, I think that was Fabian.
Malik with the ball up top for the Owls. Into Burrows. Burrows, mid-range jumper. Good stroke, but no good.
Nice looking shot. Nice elevation on that.
Rebound to Blaszczynski. Goes right side, Lupke. They go into the corner. Burrows going to get a steal here. Burrows not looking up. He had Rona wide open down the court, but instead they will slow it down. They go to Rona on that right side. Screen from Fabian. Rona into the lane. Handoff Fabian. Fabian up at the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Blaszczynski. Blaszczynski to Lowers. Lowers into the lane. And Brazzo. Brazzo to Lowers, and Lowers scores. Timeout for Pinconning. 50-29. We'll keep it right here through this 30-second break. 109 to play in our fourth quarter. And, you know, this is a situation, you know, we'll see a lot more of Oscoda going forward. Of course, you'll be covering them in the districts. And, you know, if they play like this, this is similar to how they played last Friday against Taos. So if they play like this, give them a good shot.
Yeah, you have to think that they are, just because if they can play this well defensively, you know, they're still have times where they're hard to watch on the offensive end. They really are. They don't have a lot going. They They remind me of another Spartan team that I've been watching lately. They just don't seem like they've got a guy, and Gepfrey's probably going to have to be that guy. But, you know, and I know we'll talk a little probably in the post game, but I thought Miller provided a lot off the bench today. I had him with 12 rebounds. You know, so they've got some offensive firepower, but they've got to figure out that rhythm.
Malik will dribble left side now up top. Miles, who's back in the contest. Well, Miles, yeah, he's had, you know, a really good game, so you think pull him out, but he's only a sophomore, so they want him out there as much as they can. Now the freshman point guard, Malik, inside Langley. Langley blocked inside, fighting for the rebound and a foul. I think Langley's, he's going to continue to pick that up. He's going to pick up another foul. His second. Says, if I can't score, I'm going to get my way. I'll be in the scorebook.
There you go. You know, Malik did a nice job right there, too, just kind of calming things down. And he doesn't have near the pressure that he had when he was being guarded by, one of the starters necessarily. Levine had guarded him for a while. But you know, if he can be that kind of that calming presence like we've talked about and being there, I think that can definitely help him moving forward as well. So Brazo hits the free throw, going to cut it to 20 here, 50-30 with 43 seconds left. He'll get the bonus.
One of those guys deep on the bench. Brazo misses the free throw. Rebound inside by number 11. No good. Rebound again on the offensive side. Back out to Brazo. Brazo, the left side, left-handed jumper is good for Teddy Shark. 50-32. Some of those deep bench guys getting into the action here for Pinconning. Miles off the screen from Langley, a three, no good. Rebound, Fabian, and a foul down low. We'll send Fabian to the line, and he will shoot two. Foul is on 11. That's Floyd. Fabian's first free throw, a bit too long.
Or Fabian's got a pair of shoes just like that at home, only opposite feet.
The opposite ones, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a blue one on the left side, right, white one on the right side. Yeah, he's definitely got the other ones at home. Second free throw good by Fabian. 15 seconds left. Owls lead 51-32. Three-pointer by Floyd. Knock it down. He's into the scoring column. 3 seconds remaining. And that will end the contest. So at the end of our game, it is Oscoda 51, and it is Pinconning 35.